Well, the story of how Barack Obama went from being a young student to a senator in Illinois to then becoming president of the United States, the first African-American president of the United States, is a story that will be told and retold in the Obama family, certainly down through history, probably forever. But the pre-Obama stories of the Obama family are a little more out of reach. And joining us this morning is Maya Sotero Ng, who's author of the new children's book, Ladder to the Moon. She's the sister of President Barack Obama. And she's out sort of talking about this new book, Ladder to the Moon, which really deals with the issue of how do you preserve the oral history in families when the relatives aren't around to tell those stories. Maya, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's great to talk to you again. Explain the inspiration for this book, Ladder to the Moon. It's certainly not about the big story in your family right now. It's about reaching backwards.
It is. It's about reaching backwards and thinking about where we came from and what we've inherited from our grandparents and those who came before and who are not with us any longer. So the story imagines an evening spent shared with a grandmother, our mother, and my daughter. And I wrote it in part thinking about all that our mother was missing, both in terms of what had happened to her son, but also in terms of the four granddaughters who would so enjoy sitting at her knee. And I thought about what she might give to those granddaughters if given the opportunity.
And she died, your mother and President Obama's mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, at the age of 52. And, you know, there's a dual sadness that you described there. It's exactly as you said, what she's missing by not being around to experience what's going on now, but also the heritage that she holds. How do you explain something like that to children?
I think that this is definitely a book that is multi-layered, and parents can share it slowly. I think there are parts of the book that might allow for an opening of discussions on current events, on or recent events, on things that are challenging that children might face in the world. And certainly loss and death is something that is a theme in the book. And we can think about it in this context, I think, as sort of the things that we learned, the wisdom, the love, all of those things as part of our inheritance as being palpable and real and useful today and very present. And I think it can be comforting in that way to kids. And the book is also about giving kids a language for service and helping them realize that they're strong. So I think that the message need not be frightening.
You know, I reading through the book, it deals with some pretty heavy subjects. It travels back to the tsunami in Indonesia and the tragedy on 9/11. And I was thinking, you know, that's a tough thing for parents to bring to their kids. And then I thought, you know, there is parents whose kids have to deal with that kind of serious stuff every day. And it's your own nieces, Sasha and Malia, who themselves are stuck right in the middle of things. And they can't avoid some of the more serious and sometimes difficult topics that are already going on.
It's true. But I think that there are many children who find themselves in places of struggle and who are not exempt from experiencing the hardships of poverty and loss. And there are so many kids today in Japan who need understanding, who need people to not only empathize, but to reach out and help. And that's just one spot in a very large world and nation where children can help and certainly need their story heard and told. And they are very much embedded in all that is happening.
Sure. Maya Sotero Ng is author of the new children's book, Ladder to the Moon. She's the sister of President Barack Obama. You know, I've got a pair of 9-year-olds and a pair of 12-year-olds. And it was always surprising to me how readily they dove into very challenging subjects like death, like why is it this way? Why is there inequality? Why is there injustice? Is that part of the message here, that kids in many ways have fewer obstacles to dealing with tough subjects than sometimes adults do?
Well, kids have a natural curiosity and a natural honesty that we need to take advantage of if we want to build strong hearts and spirits and minds. I think that we make a mistake if we aren't open to communicating with our children on subjects that are uncomfortable at times. And I think that it makes sense to think about how not to burden them with, you know, these difficult stories. But we should at the same time share with them and prepare them for the world that they will face when they become adults. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity, too, to really get to know our young people and to hear what matters to them and how they feel.
Now, what's it like? I'm imagining this conversation, Maya Sotera-Ing, but what's it like to call up your brother, the President of the United States, and say, hey, will you blurb my new children's book?
I would never ask the President of the United States
come on.
To blurb my children's book.
You can leave a note there in the Oval Office.
No, you could just tweet about it.
He is so busy, and I know that there is nothing that he wouldn't do for his family, which is why I would never ask, because he's got a lot on his plate. And this is a bid week for him as well. And
Indeed. And
I think that it is important that we recognize how hard he's working and that the his work to negotiate and compromise, but also stay strong and steady.
Well, listen to the listen
true,
to the voice.
To his constituency,
the voice of a very loyal sister. There, very loyal sister. Well, Maya Sotera-Ing, author of the new children's book, Ladder to the Moon, sister of President Barack Obama, a children's book about the oral histories and the challenges of maintaining the oral stories in families all over the world. Maya, thanks so much.